Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by M3 Wireless, your best choice for internet service in the Thumb of Michigan, with low-income plans priced as low as $45 per month. For more information, go to m3isp.com. And a 26-year-old man will avoid immediate jail time for his third drunk driving conviction after being sentenced to sobriety court program in Huron County Circuit Court today. Justin Michael Whalen, who pleaded guilty to operating while intoxicated, was placed on 3 years of probation by Judge Brill. As part of the sentence, Whalen must participate in the TRSC sobriety program while the court ordered 270 days in the county jail, 269 of those are held in abeyance, meaning they will be suspended provided Whalen successfully completes the program. During the proceedings, the court noted Whalen's 7-year employment history at his employer and the fact that this is his first felony conviction. In addition to the sobriety program, Whalen is required to complete 480 hours of community service and pay court-ordered fines and fees. The judge warned that failure to adhere to the strict requirements of the sobriety program would result in the suspended jail time being imposed. And a Huron County man is heading to jail for 3 days following a probation violation hearing. Alexander Michael Kloska appeared before Judge Brill in Huron County Circuit Court today to address his status. During the proceedings, defense attorney Jessica Risky requested credit for 248 days of time served, citing Kloska's completion of the TRICAP program and his ongoing medical treatment for ADHD. Judge Brill ordered Kloska to serve 3 days in the county jail immediately with no work release. The court decided to continue Kloska's probation under the original conditions. However, the judge issued a warning that any further violations will result in a potential 17-month prison sentence. And a Huron County woman has entered a no-contest plea in connection with a violent assault earlier this year. Cassandra Rose Montgomery appeared in circuit court today where she pleaded no contest to a charge of assault with intent to do great bodily harm less than murder. The charge stems from a May 10th incident in Bad Axe. According to police reports reviewed by Judge Brill, Montgomery grabbed the victim by the hair, dragged her into a yard, and repeatedly punched her in the face. Under the terms of a plea agreement, prosecutors will dismiss a separate count and forego habitual offender status. The agreement stipulates a sentencing guideline range of 12 to 30 months, with Montgomery required to pay full restitution. The court scheduled sentencing for August 31st at 9 a.m. Montgomery's bond remains set at $50,000 cash or surety. When we come back from this M3 Wireless sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
Mom, my game won't load. It keeps freezing. Our internet is so slow. Can you please call M3 Wireless and get better internet service?
You know, I think you're right. With everyone streaming, working online, gaming, and staying connected, our internet just can't keep up. It's time to make the switch to M3 Wireless.
Make the upgrade today to M3 Wireless. Enjoy smooth streaming, online gaming, remote work, and HGTV, all without interruptions. M3 Wireless proudly serves homes and businesses across Bay, Aranac, Huron, Lapeer, Saginaw, Sanilac, St. Clair, and Tuscola counties. Call 989-269-2306 or visit m3isp.com to get started. M3 Wireless, your best choice for strong, reliable internet all year long. No more waiting, no more buffering, just fast internet for the whole family.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. And continuing with our local news, Joshua Lee Emerson appeared before Judge Brill in Huron County Circuit Court today for his arraignment on a charge of operating while intoxicated, third offense. The charge stems from an incident on May 27th in Bad Axe. During the proceedings, Emerson entered a plea of guilty. The court set bond at $15,000, 10%. A pretrial hearing is scheduled for August 3rd at 10 a.m.
As a parent, you said you'd never give up the convertible.
Look, the van even has its own backing.
You said you'd never schedule your life around a stuffed animal.
Nobody panic. Bun Bun is still at daycare.
And never put them in harm's way.
I'll be right back, little man. Just gonna pop in the store for diapers.
But never happens. Temperatures as low as 60 degrees can be deadly for children left behind. So always bring them with you every time you park the car. Stop, look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by M3 Wireless, your best choice for internet service in the Thumb of Michigan, with low and compliance prices as low as $45 per month. For more information, go to m3isp.com.